Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live on this Thursday afternoon or evening or maybe Wednesday morning where you are listening. We appreciate you being with us. It's Open Forum and Jimmy Akin here with us for this hour. The number, if you'd like to ask a question of Jimmy, 888-318-7884. You're welcome to call whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, about religion, about philosophy, about morals, your call is welcome. 888-318-7884. I think we're in the last hour now of our pledge drive. I think in the hour prior, the hour that just finished, we came as close to not making a goal while you actually make the goal as you possibly can come. Like, it's just a few dollars over 20,000.
We basically made it, but wow, that was a squeaker. And that's definitely the closest I've seen it when we've made the goal. That's the closest.
Yeah. And it is Veterans Day. And thank you to all the veterans. And God bless you. And many prayers for the families and loved ones. And for the veterans themselves. We're very, very grateful. But it's also true that a lot of people have the day off. And it may be that that's also an additional obstacle. I don't know. I really don't know.
And we want to thank our currently serving men and women in the armed forces, because they're playing a role that's very important in keeping our nation safe.
Amen. Amen. And we are grateful. And that military service, Thomas Aquinas puts that under the virtue of charity, being willing to sacrifice oneself for one's country and one's fellow citizens. So thank you for the many acts of charity that go into being a veteran and to serving in the military. And now I got to tell you a little bit about where we are. We got to raise $225,000 to be fully funded. We're $85,000 away from that. I don't remember ever being $85,000 away in the last hour, but it happens, and here we are. So,
also, we've got a $35,000 matching challenge for this hour. So,
right.
We need to get started on that. Typically, our final hour can, at least under ordinary circumstances, is often our best hour. But we do have $35,000 we need to match this hour. So please do give us a call. And especially if you're able to help us out and with a larger gift and really help us make progress towards that goal, we'd love to hear from you. And now is the time to call. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. As I mentioned on Monday, to those who are able to give larger amounts, I know you need to think about it. You need to check with the spouse. That's all done. It's time now. Please do give us a call, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I see right now we have only one of our employees on the line and 14 other lines open just for you.
888-291-8000. I always say I don't know the folks who give these matching donations, but in this case, I do know the person who gave this matching donation, who said, hey, for the last hour of the pledge drive, I'll give you $35,000, but you got to raise $35,000. So it's an all or nothing. We've never had that before. We've never had a pledge this big for our final hour. And it turns out we're going to need to match every dollar of it to be close to being fully funded. So if you've been waiting for the last moments are here, and we are quite in need. $35,000, dollar for dollar match, every pledge matched dollar for dollar this entire hour. But to get the money, we got to raise the money, and we need your help to do it. 888-291-8000. Every single line open right now. 888-291-8000. Going back to the phones, and we're going to Elias somewhere here in California. Elias, glad you're there. Go ahead, please, with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Oh, yes. My question is about my father-in-law, who actually is on the verge of death. He pretty much has Alzheimer's, cancer in the brain, and he's 80. He just turned 80 years old today, actually. He's also a veteran. But my question is, in his immediate family, they all converted to Catholicism, including my wife, but he was always kind of like hesitant to give the faith a chance. He was into horoscope, things of that nature. Long story short, my question is, yesterday, he's in hospice right now, but I was able to get a Catholic priest to come and visit. And I suggested just to give him some kind of blessing. But he went ahead and wanted to give him a baptism. Mm-hmm. And I told him, well, he does have Alzheimer's. And I think he does make some kind of facial movements when we talk to him to some extent. But nothing, you know, he doesn't talk back. But he does seem to kind of know we're there, if you know what I mean. Maybe he's hearing what we're saying. And mm-hmm. The thing is, the priest, I asked him, well, will this be efficacious? He goes, well, the thing is, you're coming to us asking on his part, kind of like in the baptism of a child. He goes, so the rest, we do this for him. The rest is up between him and God. But at mm-hmm. least we've done something to try to. So I'm wondering if that's a protocol. I've never heard of that. I'm wondering if that's a protocol that you're aware of.
All right,
that can happen as far as trying to get someone baptized.
Okay.
So the sacraments, including baptism, will be effective as long as a person is not putting a barrier in the way to them being effective. And that's why in the case of a baby, babies, you know, don't understand what's happening. They're not capable of putting a barrier in the way. And so when a baby is baptized, it's automatically effective. In the case of an adult who has lost the use of reason, the baptism would be effective depending on what the person's will was at the time they lost the use of reason, so that they can no longer make any new fully human decisions. Whatever their decision was at the time, either they're open to God or they're not open to God on some deep level. If they were fundamentally open to God at the time they made their last human decision, then the baptism would be effective. If they were fundamentally rejecting God on a deep level, then it would not be effective. And in that sense, it's something that really is between the person and God. We can't know it because we don't know what's happening in the depths of their heart. We may know what they say, but what they say doesn't always reflect the full dimensions of what a person's openness to God is. They may be open to God in ways that are deep down that aren't perceived by us. And so we have to kind of leave it in God's hands whether or not the person is actually going to receive the benefit of baptism. In terms of what typically happens in these situations, it's generally baptism is not administered unless the person expressed some openness to it prior to losing the ability to make decisions, or even in a state like this, if they show some sign of willingness to embrace the Christian faith or to be baptized, then they could be baptized. But it's typically not done. But if it has been done in this case, I would simply pray that at the time the baptism was administered, the person was open to God on a deep level, and if that's the case, then that person will receive God's grace, and a very blessed thing will have happened. And so I'm very sorry to hear about the situation, and I would encourage our listeners to pray both for this gentleman and also for the caller and for everyone in the caller's family and for folks in similar situations, because at some point or another, everyone ends up facing end-of-life situations either in their own families or with themselves. And so it's important. And please keep folks in these situations in your prayers.
Elias, thank you so much for the call, and many condolences to you and your family. We're going to take a quick break in just a minute, but okay, we're not going to take a quick break. Here's a break. We need some help. we are a long way from reaching our goal. We have $35,000 match this hour. It's a all or nothing match. $35,000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. In order to be fully funded, we need to be at $225,000. We're still a very long... Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just tell you how far away we're still $85,000 away from that. Maybe a little less because there are some donations that come in offline that I don't know about. But about that, $85,000 off. Long way to go. Really need your help. 10 lines are open. That is, we have 16 of our colleagues on the line ready to take a call right now. Six lines are full. Could we fill up those other 10 lines right now? Whether it's a $5 one-time pledge, or maybe you could do a $5,000 one-time pledge. We need them all in order to use up this $35,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we have this hour. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm not putting the urgency in my voice, but it's urgent. We are in the urgent last minutes of our pledge drive with a long way to go to be fully funded. 888-291-8000. Help us to reach that $35,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we have this hour. 888-291-8000. $35,000 on the line this hour. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Logan in Vermont, watching on YouTube. Logan, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello there. First off, do you remember me? I called a couple months back. I just want to know if you do or not.
Could tell me what you asked about, Logan.
Oh, yeah. I want to know, when the day of judgment comes, or the final, the book of Revelation talks about the period.
Logan, I didn't mean to be rude to you. I meant, what did you ask about before? I was trying to remember. But you can go ahead with your question if you like. I just didn't want you to feel that I was...
I don't really remember what I asked you. I just wondered. So when the day of judgment comes, book of... I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's okay.
You're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. I was just a little confused. And I do that because I'm doing too many things at once right now.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
When the day of judgment comes, when the day of judgment comes and the final revelation, you know, everything that Revelation talks about, when that happens, it's kind of clear at some point where you're like, I think God is real. So could non-believers, or people who do not believe and confess the Christian faith, convert upon the final judgment or the day, or during the time of Revelations, and be fully accepted to heaven, specifically even during the final judgment itself?
Okay, so this is a question that is open. If I understand what you're asking correctly, you're saying what would happen to people who are unbelievers who are still alive at the time that Jesus Christ comes back, at the time the second coming happens? Would they be able to convert upon seeing the second coming? And the answer is not one that the church has a teaching on. It's a rather subtle question, and the church often hasn't had an occasion to have a pressing need to settle questions like that. But as long as a person, there is a certain point at which everyone's life choice will become definitive, even for those who are still alive at the end of the world. But if they see oncoming signs of Jesus, and even maybe they start to see Jesus appear or something like that, and they convert even in a split second, as long as they still have the faculty of full freedom of the will, as long as they're still able to make a choice in order to accept God's grace, then God would accept that choice. And so it's a little hard. We don't really know at exactly what moment in this process people's life choices become fixed. But as long as they still have the kind of freedom that we do in this life, if they decide at any moment to accept God's grace, then God will give them that grace.
And Logan, thanks very much. Call sooner now. So I will definitely remember next time. I'm sorry that I got a little confused there, but I really, really do appreciate your call. Thank you. We are in the last 45 minutes now of our quarterly pledge drive. $35,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. About 30,000 to go with 45 minutes to go. It's a lot, and we're going to need lots of help to get there, but we just tell you our need and count on you, and we do need that help, though. I've noticed that several people have called in the last few minutes who made that $500 or $1,000 pledge. We're very grateful for that. Well, we've been saying we do need more of those in order to make it, and just a whole bunch of folks with that $10 pledge, $20 pledge, $50, some of those recurring, $10, $20. It's all adding up. We'll get to that $35,000 goal working together. There are 7 lines open right now. So please pick up that phone and give a call, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Go. And one of the things that, you know, we've talked about a little bit in this drive, we've talked about it some more in some other drives, is the biblical theology of giving. One of the things I alluded to, and this is a standard verse that people commonly talk about in the context of giving, is found in 2 Corinthians. It's in 2 Corinthians 8, if you want to look it up. And that was an occasion when St. Paul was doing some fundraising, and he indicated that God loves a cheerful giver. So when people are supporting God's work and they're giving, they can be cheerful about that, and they can be cheerful about the fact that God loves that, that you're pleasing God when you do that. He also talks about, in various passages, about how we gain rewards as a result of things that we do, including giving. If you look in Galatians chapter 6, for example, St. Paul talks about how he talks about two different modes of behavior. One of them he refers to as sowing to the flesh. And in context, since he's talking about giving and supporting the work of God's teaching, sowing to the flesh means spending your money on just your own pleasures. The alternative that he presents is sowing to the Spirit. And in context, he's talking about giving. He says that everyone who's taught the Word of God should share with the giver, or share with the teacher. In other words, you should support the work of teaching so that the teacher can keep spreading God's word. And that's what we do here on Catholic Answers Live. We teach God's word. We spread it all over the world, literally, using technology that would have been unimaginable to St. Paul. But we're very blessed to live in an age where this technology is available to us, and Catholic Answers wants to use it to spread the gospel as best we can. So if you are one of the people who has benefited from hearing God's word, and that would be, should be just about everybody in the audience, then please do heed St. Paul's instruction to share with the teacher so that the work of teaching can go on. He warns that if you sow to the flesh, then ultimately from the flesh you're just going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, if you use the financial resources you have to support the teaching of God's word, then he says from the Spirit you will reap eternal life. It's right there in Galatians 6. You can read it for yourself if you need, but that's what he says. And so he indicates that we will receive eternal rewards as a result of the effort that we put in to supporting the work of teaching God's word. So when you make a donation to support the teaching of God's word here on Catholic Answers Live, that's something that pleases God, and you can look forward to a heavenly reward that you will be able to enjoy for all eternity. Please do give us a call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We have 8 lines open for you right now. 8 Catholic Answers employees are just sitting waiting for you to call them. The number again is 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
$35,000 on the line this hour. Thanks to everyone who has called to help. Regina, John, Diane, Pamela, Elizabeth, all folks who just called within the last few moments. And we're grateful. Gifts are coming in of all sizes, from about $5 up to $1,000 this hour. But we've got a $35,000 match is a big one, and we've got a long way to go. We're 20 minutes into the hour, 40 minutes left to go to do about $30,000 left to go to use up that entire match. If you are one of those especially gifted people who can make a large donation, I mean, one time in this pledge drive, a gentleman called and made a $10,000 gift. We're very grateful for that. We know there are not, you know, oodles and oodles of people who can do that. But if you are one of those who can do something like that, maybe you could make a $5,000 or a $10,000 gift. Maybe you could make a $2,000 or a $1,000 gift. I'm coming to you now because we are in the last 40 minutes of our pledge drive, and we're a long way from where we need to be. We do need the help. $30,000 left in our match right now. 888-318-7884. 888-318. I beg your pardon. I'm going to just back up here a second. I get in the habit of saying that number.
But see, if you say it slowly, you won't get it confused.
But the proper number to give right now to make your pledge is 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online. It all goes to the same place at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But 17 of our colleagues waiting for calls and just 7 of them on the line right now. 10 lines open, 888-291-8000. Let's go to Theodore in line two. Theodore in Buffalo, New York, listening on 101.7 FM. Thank you for waiting, Theodore. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, thank you guys for taking the time. My question involves the procedure of euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide. I'm currently taking a criminal law class in college, and we have to like look at this through a legal perspective, indicating do we think we should allow it in certain states or not. And unfortunately, with this assignment, I couldn't like explain why I think it should and shouldn't be allowed through legal perspectives. I could only use my moral standards on it, because I just don't think it's right. And the worst part was I saw some cases where these people who had very terminal illnesses and were suffering grave pain and misery, and I felt so bad seeing that. And like people think, well, these people are suffering, they shouldn't deserve to be put through that. So I completely agree that they shouldn't be doing that. But like, is it wrong to think that it's sad that, or yeah, I think it's sad that they're going through that, but we can't allow that to happen because it's not our choice. This is God's will and plan for us.
Okay, Theodore, thanks.
If I understand the question correctly, no, it's not wrong. It is sad when people are suffering, and that is very common at the end of life, but it doesn't mean that we have the ability to take life. And so you can't kill an innocent person. You can't kill the patient to cure the disease. Now, we're very fortunate that today we live in an age where we have very effective forms of palliative care that can alleviate a person's suffering as they're going through it. We have a variety of drugs that can help the person out if they're conscious. They can blunt or even remove the suffering a person is experiencing. And today we have ways to even induce medical comas so that if a person's suffering is too great, we can eliminate it entirely. So the solution, if someone is suffering, is to do our best to heal the disease if that is possible. If it's not possible, then the solution is to do what we can to alleviate their suffering. And we have very effective ways of doing that today, including the ability to eliminate all conscious suffering by simply rendering the person unconscious. So they don't have to suffer, but we do not have the ability to take life, to take the life of an innocent person. And so it does not make sense to kill the patient to cure the disease. There are other better ways to eliminate human suffering.
Thanks very, very much for the question. There's more material at Catholic.com, as you might know, Theodore, but if you'd like to follow up on that, check out our website, Catholic.com. Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour. It's open forum, all calls welcome, and it's also the last hour of our pledge drive.
And Cy Kellett, I wanted to mention, I mean, look at the type of calls that we've been receiving. Just in the last half hour, we took a call from a gentleman whose father is dying. We took a call from a gentleman who is being asked as part of his education to comment on assisted suicide. These are very serious life and death issues. And so that we've also had questions on salvation. That's an eternal issue that goes beyond this life. So we're taking very, very serious questions here. We're helping out people in very difficult, very sensitive, and very weighty situations. So that underscores the value of the work we're trying to do and the help that we're offering people. We're very thankful to be able to be here to help these people deal with these very sensitive, very weighty issues. And if you would like us to be there when you may need that assistance, or when someone you know or love may need that assistance to be able to find answers like these, then please do help us out. Help us continue our work. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We're going to be going into another break. This is our last major break before the end of the hour. And so this is going to be an ideal time to call. You will not miss anything, but we do need to hear from you now. This is really crunch time we're getting down to now. And whatever level of support you can offer, whether it's a lower level of support, a middling level support, or a higher level of support, this is the ideal time to call. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's hear the phone lines light up.
Right back with more Open Forum.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Happy Veterans Day to you. Thank you to all the veterans, all the families, the veterans, and to those who are serving now and will be veterans one of these days. We're grateful for your service, for your sacrifice, and man, for all you go through, including moving all around and just a lot of obligations and sacrifices to serve the country, and we're grateful for it. We are in the last 30 minutes now of our last pledge drive of the year 2021. We're trying to be fully funded until 2 months into the new year, and we got a long way to go, but we're I'm going to say roughly, I haven't checked the numbers up to the minute, but roughly between $20,000 and $25,000 left on our $35,000 match for this hour. Somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000 is still available, and we still need some larger gifts if we're going to make it. It just comes down to that. We're so grateful for all the different gifts we've gotten at the different levels, but we have been light on larger gifts. Maybe you could give $500. Maybe you could give $1,000. Maybe you could give $5,000. If you can do that, we are at the very end now, and we need your help. So the number to call, if you'd like to talk with one of our colleagues who are waiting on the line, is 888-291-8000. If you'd like to just, it's optimized for your phone. It's optimized for your computer. So if you'd like to do it yourself online, you can do it in about 90 seconds. You can get the whole thing done. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you'd like to text and make your pledge that way, just text the word Catholic to 24365, but we do need your help. We've got more than $20,000 of a match to use up and only about 29 minutes left in the hour. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Jimmy, shall we go back to the phones? Did you want to say anything else before we go back to the phones?
Let's go back to the phones.
All right. That's a good thing to say. Let's go to Douglas in Washington, listening on 100.7 FM. Glad to have you, Douglas. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, hi. I am a disillusioned Protestant. Was part of a church staff minister. Our church split up, and we split from the church, my wife and I. She was also on staff. My question is, I am interested. I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years now, and I'm really interested. As most people, I've gone to the Orthodox church nearby. Like it, but still not happy. So my question is twofold. Number one, I'm not sure that I haven't even talked to my wife about this, except to say that I'm interested.
Okay.
She's really not interested at all. So two questions.
Okay.
One is if I were to die now, would I go to hell for not being Catholic?
Okay. And the other?
The other question is about annulments. Do you have to pay for annulments? My wife's husband is dead. My ex-wife is still alive, I think, but I haven't seen her in 30 years. And we were married for just a couple of years when we were kids.
Okay.
That's my question.
Yeah. Okay, Douglas, okay. Thank you.
So let's deal with the second question first. The procedures regarding annulments do sometimes involve a requested fee in order to help, because you have canon lawyers and judges who need to examine the case. And no diocese that I am aware of makes a profit on that, but they do try to defray the costs that they need to pay their experts in order to look at these cases. And so there is often a requested fee in order to process an annulment. But there are provisions made for hardship cases. And if someone cannot afford one, then, you know, the situation can be addressed. So I would not let that at all deter me. There are ways to work through that. And some dioceses don't even charge at all. So it depends on the local situation. But in every situation, you know, if someone has a marital situation that really needs to be looked at and they're not able to pay, there are ways of dealing with that, and so I wouldn't worry about that. In terms of the first question, I can't give you a definite answer. I can't look at your heart. It sounds to me like you're at a stage where you're interested in becoming Catholic, and that's great. That's speaking from the perspective of a Catholic apologist, that's a sign you're cooperating with God's grace. The fact that you're willing to look into that and you're interested in becoming Catholic and coming into full communion with Christ's church, that is wonderful. That's great. That's a sign that you're cooperating with God's grace. And thus, that's a sign that that's positive for your salvation. So, I mean, if I had to guess, I would say, well, it doesn't sound like to me that you're in bad conscience right now. So that's a great thing. I would say that the key thing is focusing on what's true. And this is something that, you know, I had to face myself in my own life. I was married, and I'm a widower now, but I was married, and I was an evangelical. I was looking at becoming Catholic or Orthodox, or I didn't know exactly what, but I realized what I need to do is I need to focus on what's true. And whatever's true, that's where I need to go, because I want my life to be in conformity with Christ's will for me and with his revealed truth. And so if it's possible to establish which church is Christ's, and I think it is, then I need to be part of that church. And if there are other people in my family who would like to come along with me, that's great. if they're not interested in coming along with me, well, God can be merciful to them too. And you know, I can still love them. I can still have relationships with them. And I shouldn't let that stop me, because what Christ will hold me accountable for is whether I accepted the truth as he revealed it and as I understood it. So that's my key priority. I want to follow Christ and his truth, and he will arrange for everything else to work out one way or another.
Douglas, thank you very, very much. Appreciate the call. And it's just so encouraging to hear that you are indeed mulling the Catholic faith. Many prayers for you and for blessings on your journey as you consider entering the Catholic Church. I got to let folks know where we are. I think my understanding, if I'm getting the numbers right, is we're $20,000 left on a $35,000 match for this hour. And we got about 20 minutes left, less than 20 minutes now, to ask you for your help. So we are in great need at the moment to meet the match for this hour. Your help, very welcome. The number to call, every dollar is matched, dollar for dollar, up to $20,000, because I know we got $20,000 left of a $35,000 match for this hour. There are five people on the line right now. There are 17 people here in the building ready to take your call. That means 12 lines open. That means you dial the number now, and 2 minutes from now, you can be done. 888-291-8000. If you can make that $10 one-time gift, it becomes $20 for us. If you can make a $20 one-time gift, it becomes $40 for us. If you can do that monthly, it becomes $20 or $40 to us monthly for the rest of the year, because it's all matched. But maybe you are one of those folks who is particularly blessed, like Mark in South Dakota, who just gave a $200 a month pledge. That's $2,400, all matched dollar for dollar. We're going to need several more of that size if we're going to make it. We've got $20,000 to use up to be fully matched for this hour, and we're going to need everybody who can help us to help. You are much needed right now. The number is 888-291-8000. I want to give a special thank you, because he said we could say this on the air, because I am a huge fan, and my parents are huge fans, of Father Wade Menezes over at EWTN. He's a wonderful preacher when he preaches the Mass there. And I just am a big fan of his. And he called and he made a pledge, and we're really grateful for that. I mean, it's all one big happy family, but it really makes you feel good when somebody as wonderful as Father Wade Menezes from EWTN calls and makes a pledge. So I wanted to say thanks, and thanks to everybody who has helped us. We're a long way. We need your help. The number is 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Now, Cy Kellett, I have heard, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I have heard the current $35,000 match described as an all or nothing match. Is that your understanding?
That's what we were told when this gentleman gave us the money, the offer.
So that would mean that in order to receive any benefit from this match, we would need to get the donation amount for this hour up to $35,000. Otherwise, we get nothing. And so that kind of puts things in a bit of a different light. Oftentimes, when we have a matching challenge, if you give $20,000, or if you give $20, it becomes $40, and so forth. And it doesn't matter if we get all the way up to $20,000. But if I understand this correctly, as an all or nothing match, then we need to get to $35,000, or we get nothing of that match. So it is a really serious time. If we're going to benefit from that, we have a little bit of time left in this hour, but we do need to hear from you. And especially if you're able to help us with a larger gift, please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And remember, if you're able to give just $84 a month, that'll add up to $1,000 in the course of a year, and you'll be a member of our President's Club, and you'll be entitled to receive a copy of all the different media we produce during the year, whether it's books, DVDs, CDs, booklets, whatever it may be, magazines, whatever it is, you'll be entitled to a free copy of it. And if you're able to donate $417 a month, it will be enough to put you in our founder circle, which has benefits above and beyond those that are available In the President's Club. So you don't have to make these larger donations all at once. It's perfectly possible to make them on the installment plan, as they say. So please do give us a call. You can go to you can either go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer more questions. But before I do, I feel like I share with you our struggles, and we've been struggling this hour. And I just, our policy is to be honest, to express your need. Well, I don't want to mislead anybody either. And so I want to share the joys and the wonderful surprises that happen as well. So I just told you a few minutes ago, we're $20,000 away from making that match. Well, before I go to the phones, I just want to tell you, Charles in Louisiana, he said, I can help. He just picked up the phone and made a $10,375 gift. So, Charles, thank you so much. So I want to share the good news with the bad, and it's just great news, and we're very, very grateful for that. And so we've been saying we're going to need some folks to step up. That's really stepping up. I mean, that's thank you so much, Charles. But I'll tell you what, right next to Charles, a $10 a month donation, and all together we'll get there. We'll get there. But let's go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer another question. Let's go to New Braunfels, Texas. Bo in New Braunfels, Texas, listening on EWTN. You are next, Bo. Are you there with us?
Yeah.
Hello, Bo. How old are you?
I'm 9. Well, thank you for answering my call.
Well, you're very welcome. We're super happy you called. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Aiken.
I was just asking, is St. Nicholas and Santa Claus the same person?
Great.
Well, in a sense, the answer is yes, but not exactly. So let me ask you a question. Do you now? I not only growing up was a big fan of cartoons. I still am a big fan of cartoons. I love animation. Do you ever watch cartoons, Bo?
Kinda.
Okay.
I'm more into action movies. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so let's think about whatever you may have seen, whether it's a TV show or a movie or a cartoon or a comic book or even just an ordinary book. Have you ever read or watched or listened to a story that had Abraham Lincoln in it?
Half of one.
Okay.
I know about them.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of times, I got to tell you, Bo, the ones with Abraham Lincoln, I can only get halfway through them too. So, but you know about the Abraham Lincoln, so.
So there are lots of cartoons that have Abraham Lincoln. There are lots of books. There are novels. There are lots of TV shows and movies that have Abraham Lincoln in them. And there was a real historical person who was Abraham Lincoln. And so when you see him in a movie or a TV show or a book, it's based on a real person, but it's not exactly the same as the real person. For example, a few years ago, there was something that came out called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And it was based on the real Abraham Lincoln, but it also made him a vampire hunter. And, you know, it's pretty cool, but also kind of scary to be a vampire hunter. But that's not exactly what the real Abraham Lincoln was like. And so we have to keep separate the real historical person from the way he can be shown in books and movies and legends and things like that. And that's essentially what happens with St. Nicholas and Santa Claus. St. Nicholas was a real bishop who lived in Turkey, the modern nation of Turkey. He lived back in the AD 300s. So like 1700 years ago, he was a real bishop in Turkey, and he had a reputation for being generous. But then over the course of time, people told stories and legends and added on things to St. Nicholas, like he's got reindeer and a sleigh and he flies all over the world and he gives gifts to all of the good children and stuff. And that's an exaggeration. He wasn't really like that, just like Abraham Lincoln wasn't really a vampire hunter. But Abraham Lincoln was a real person and St. Nicholas was a real person. So in both cases, you have a real historical person who then people kind of used their imaginations to make pretend versions of later.
Bo, thank you. You speak so clearly and well. Your parents must be very, very proud of you. And you are welcome to call here anytime. And Jimmy, I am ashamed to say, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I did make it all the way to the end of that one. I didn't just watch
it. Well, of course, it's got vampire hunting in that.
I know, that one I could watch. The Steven Spielberg one, about halfway through. I'm with Bo on that one. The number, again, to make your pledge, let me tell you where we are. We're about $5,000 away with a few minutes left here from meeting our match for the hour. We're still a long way away from being fully funded. We haven't spoken about that too much of it, but we're a ways away from that. But we need your help. Let's do this $5,000. We'll leave the rest in the hands of God. But if you can help us make that use up this $35,000 match. Any gift will help. It's all matched. Oh, no, it says $5,682 left to go. So that just trying to be honest with you, 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 14 of our colleagues are just waiting by the phone right now. So 14 lines open. Perfect time to call. Just a few minutes left. This is our last day of the pledge drive. We've got a $35,000 match and more than $5,000 to go with just a few minutes left. 888-291-8000.
So, Psych Helen, I'm optimistic here because if we only need to make between $5,000 and $6,000 in the next, 13 minutes? We actually have, for once, more minutes left than we
thousands.
Do thousands of dollars
yeah,
we need
right.
to make.
Yeah.
And so if people are generous, we can actually get to this goal. We don't want to, if I've been informed correctly, this $35,000 match is an all or nothing one.
Yeah.
So partial does not count. We really need to get to that $35,000 figure if we're going to benefit from this at all. And so please do help us get there. We do have the time. We've got the lines open for you right now. We have currently 10 employees who are just sitting there waiting to take your call. And we do have the time to make up that difference and make that additional $5,682 if you call us right now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I'll tell you what, if you're listening later after the show, you're listening to the podcast later, we're still going to need your help. And I'll just throw this out there. Even if we make this match and we've got more than 5,000 to go, we will be 50,000 short for the entire pledge drive. So I just want you, if you're listening later, because you listen later on the podcast, and you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge there, and you'll get us closer to being fully funded. This is a long way to go.
And that's not just today. It's over the rest of the course of the week and so forth. And also, some people watch us on video afterwards rather than a podcast. So whether it's podcast or video, if you're listening to us after the fact, even if it's a number of days from now or a week or whatever, you can still participate. The number to call, the website to go to will be CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you will get those different thank you gifts that are part of the current drive.
888-291-8000 is the number right now, just a few more minutes. And those folks who are answering the phones, our colleagues and whatnot, they will stay sitting at their desk after the top of the hour. As long as the phones are ringing, they'll stay there. So you got time, there's four lines open. Well, now three lines open right now to get in there. We're $5,600 away from getting a $35,000 match in just a few minutes left in the program. You want to try another question, Jimmy? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think you can do it? All right, let's go to Andrew here in California watching on YouTube. Andrew, thank you for your call. Try to be a bit quick if you could with your question for Jimmy.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Go ahead, Andrew.
What is the Catholic teaching on race, on like Black History Month, that sort of stuff?
Okay. Catholic.
Well, Black History Month is something that is a cultural phenomenon here in the United States. It's not something that's done worldwide. And so as a result, the Catholic Church doesn't have really have a teaching on Black History Month or other particular celebrations like that. What the Catholic Church does have a teaching on is the subject of race. And the Catholic Church's teaching on race is we're all human. There's one human race. God loves all of us. And the color of your skin doesn't matter any more to God than the color of your hair or the color of your eyes, which is to say, God loves everybody equally, no matter what genetic background they have. God made us so that we all share a fundamental human nature, and he made us so that we aren't all clones. We're not all identical, and so there are differences between people, and those are something to celebrate. So everyone, no matter what people they come from in the world, every people has great aspects, and those are something to be celebrated. So everyone can be proud of their heritage, whether it comes from a particular place in the world or whether it's a mixed heritage. Everyone can take pride in all of the good things that God has built into them and their communities and the broader human community, because the truth is there's one human race. God loves all of us, and we are all precious in his heart.
Thank you. Thanks very, very much for that question. I very much appreciate it, Andrew. And call back whenever you like. We're in the last couple minutes now of our last pledge drive of 2021. It's been an extraordinary year. We're very grateful for all the support. And we are now, as we head into these last few minutes, several thousand dollars away from meeting our match for the hour. Colleen in San Antonio just joined the President's Club at $84 a month. Maybe you can, too. There are lines open if you'd like to call, 888-291-8000. It's now just minutes to and those minutes are winding down to be fully funded. So, again, you can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And even though the minutes are winding down, we are closing in. We are now less than $2,500 away from meeting our $35,000 matching challenge. Like we said, it is an all or nothing challenge, so we do need to get to that $35,000 in order to benefit from it. I can see it's now just dropped to $1,600, so we are achingly close to being able to benefit from that match. We do need to hear from you. We do have some lines open, and even if the phones happen to be full when you call, which at the moment they're not, we've got four employees ready to take your call. You can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And as Cy, as you were saying, we will need people to be doing that even after this hour, because we need to get to that fully funded level of $225,000 for the next 4 months. And so please, if you're listening to us from elsewhere in the world, you can participate. If you're listening to us delayed, you can participate. Even if it's days or a week or two later, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you can donate safely and securely, whether it's from your computer, from your tablet, or from your phone, anywhere in the world. It all works. The website to go to is CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you're listening now or up through a few minutes after the hour, our employees who are right here in the building with us will stay and take your call as long as the phones are ringing. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And because we don't have enough time to take any more questions this hour, we're very close to the end. This is the perfect time to call. So help us out. Help us get that $35,000 matching challenge. Don't let it stay there on the floor. 888-291-8000.
Also, I just want to make one last appeal. If you are listening later, if you're not listening now, we will end this pledge drive about $48,000 to $50,000 short of being fully funded. That is a number we can make up. And we have lots of good friends who help us do it. If you are one of those friends, if you're listening later, around the world or maybe here in the United States. Don't forget that CatholicAnswersRadio.com, this pledge drive at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, will continue through the weekend. So if you're listening on the weekend, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're listening right now, you can also use CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000.